WCQL, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tosha Stevens. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he does not plan on meeting with President Biden when he visits Florida today. It was Friday that Biden announced plans to travel to Florida this weekend to meet with the governor, but a few hours later, DeSantis' office said that he did not have any plans to meet with the president during his visit. Biden's been criticized for his lack of response following previous disasters involving train derailments and fires in Maui. Gas prices set to hit record highs this Labor Day weekend. The current record for Labor Day is $3.84 a gallon. That was in 2012. Now, AAA says prices are a little below that, $3.83. Meanwhile, AAA says Labor Day holiday travelers are heading to various destinations, and it's not just the beach.
A lot of the travel that we are seeing as well is up in the cooler destinations, cooler weather. So Pacific Northwest, Seattle. Seattle's big because of the cruises that head up to Alaska. This is the end of Alaska cruise season. So that's also a very popular destination right now. Canada is super popular right now with Americans because it's a really nice time to go visit Canada.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York laying the groundwork to blame House Republicans for an expected government shutdown.
In a letter to his Democrat colleagues, Schumer writes that any shutdown will be the result of what he calls political games by House Republicans. Fiscal House conservatives are demanding 2024 spending cuts deeper than those already agreed to by Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House back in May. And they vowed not to budge, even if the budget stalemate leads to a shutdown at the end of the month. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said the Senate GOP will not support House calls for deeper than agreed to cuts. Bob Agner reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Japan's government is imposing sanctions.
Japan's chief cabinet secretary says the sanctions, in tandem with the U.S. and South Korea, are in response to North Korea's recent attempt to launch a spy satellite and the firing of two missiles this week. United Nations Security Council resolutions ban any North Korean launches using ballistic missile technologies. Japan, the U.S., and South Korea are stepping up their strategic three-way cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region to jointly deal with their shared concern of growing threats from North Korea and China.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Hurricane Idalia's fast track over a sparsely populated region means Florida's insurance industry isn't expected to take nearly the hit as it has with previous storms. And the 2 days after Ian, the state reported more than 62,000 claims. There were only about 3,000 reported in the 2 days after Idalia. News and analysis at townhall.com. Federal regulators say more than 85,000 high chairs are being recalled.
The Consumer Product and Safety Commission says the toy and nursery product company Tomy International is recalling about 83,000 of its Boone Flair and Flair Elite high chairs sold in the U.S. and another 2,850 in Canada. According to the recall notice, the bolts securing the seat of the now recalled high chairs can loosen and allow the seat to detach from its pedestal. The company says there have been 24 falls reported that caused 11 injuries like bruising or scratches. I'm Shelley Adler.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is appointing a group to advise him on transportation equity, including several who argue that cars promote racism and should be phased out. The group is an Obama-era body that Buttigieg is reviving after the Trump administration scrapped it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 64. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 85 tomorrow. Mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 65. Dry and turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 90s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 89 Tuesday, 76 Wednesday, and 67 on Thursday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 64 overnight. We should top out at 85 tomorrow. Lows level off around 65 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 68.
Hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket 'neath the sunset.
Some watermelon moonshine. My mom started drinking some watermelon wine, and I can thank my girlfriend for that. She got it. My mother loves it.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense.
He knows just where he's going, and he's proud of where. And online at 98qcountry.com.
We got free break, always down in Pensacola, drunk and singing.
Mitch Tenpenny, we got history. Well, if you haven't figured out, history, your history, could come back to bite you in the tush. Especially when if you're looking for a job, a new study found companies are now using it to look for mental health red flags before they hire people. So don't overshare on social media because it could affecting the job you want.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hey y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there, every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way 17 hours picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight.
Bye.
The album The Devil I Know, which is not available yet. It does come out, though, next Friday, the 8th. Holiday weekend upon us. My name is Penrod. Stick around. Got lots of great country to make it your soundtrack for the holiday. Hopefully you don't have to work. I'm here working so you don't have to.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 64. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs around 85. Lows level off around 65 tomorrow night. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 90s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 89 Tuesday, 76 Wednesday, and 67 on Thursday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 64 overnight. We should top off around 85 tomorrow. Lows level off around 65 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 68.
Right now.
With a woman you love, you talk all night.
talk all night about 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
We're up when the rooster crows. In when the whistle blows, 8 hours ticking slow, and then tomorrow we'll do it all over again. I'm a member of a blue collar crowd. They can never, no, they can't keep us down. If you gotta,
online at 98qcountry.com.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. If your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway.
So I'm sure you've heard the big news by now. Bo Combs has been born. Luke and his wife, Nicole, had another baby boy. Their firstborn, Tex Lawrence. What, he's about four now? I think four. Yeah, maybe. But now we have new Bo here. I saw the post just yesterday, matter of fact, on Instagram. Bo Lee Combs, welcome to the world. Now, Luke just wrapped up his world tour last Saturday. So he won't be on the road again until the end of the month. So he gets to have some daddy time. Good timing there.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready, ready, ready. Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it. 98 Q Country. Should've known by the way you passed me by, there was something in your eyes and it wasn't right. I should've walked, but I never had the chance. Everything got out of hand and I let it slide. Now I only have myself to blame for falling for your stupid game.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger.